Welcome to the Teaching Remotely Together podcast, where our goal is to connect instructors who are willing to explore, share, and learn about one another's successes teaching in a remote learning environment. In hearing from different instructors on new topics each week, we hope their stories and ideas may inspire new ideas for your own classes. Our topic for this week, building relationships.
Hello everyone, my name is Wanzhi Huang. I am a clinical assistant professor in learning design and technology in the College of Education. I was asked to share how I build relationships with my online students. There are two principles that I adhere to build relationships with my students. The first thing is I really want my student to know I'm a real human being. The second thing is I want them to know I care about them. So in the very beginning of the semester in my course, I always have a self-introduction video embedded in my course. In that video, I talk about my education, my work experiences, and most importantly, I talk about my hobbies, what I do in my free time. So I mentioned how much I love traveling. I really enjoy doing photography. And also, most importantly, I always mention the book I love, which is The Little Prince. I always share the quote in The Little Prince, and that is, "All grown-ups were once children, but only few of them remember it." And every time when I share that, my self-introduction with my student every semester, I have students commenting at that quote and also mention how much they love The Little Prince as well. So I think that really helped my student to know me, to get to know me and know I'm a real human being on the other side of the monitor to some extent. And the other thing is throughout the semester, I find any opportunity to make sure they know that I really care about them. So I send out weekly announcements. Usually I do 2 to 3 announcements a week. I will talk about the content they are going to learn that week and also make sure I praise their work and encourage them to continue to work on their assignments. And when I email them or answer their questions, I always address them by their names. So those things really help. And occasionally, I will share something that I do again in my free time. For instance, I was walking on campus and I saw some very unique landmarks, and I took pictures of those landmarks and I shared those photos with my students. So again, those small things that help them to know I'm a human being and I care about them. So these are the tips and suggestions that I have for you to build relationship with your students, and I hope you find them helpful. Thank you very much.
A huge thank you goes out to our guest speaker, Wanzhi, for taking the time to share her story and ideas. And thank you to our listeners for taking the time to tune into this episode. Please be sure to check back for new releases, and if you have any ideas or stories you would like to share, please email the Innovative Learning Team at innovativelearningteam@purdue.edu. Our music credit for this episode goes to bensound.com.